We are going to have a prayer of dedication.
Hi.
Right up here. And Mommy, stand here, and Daddy to your left. Yeah, you to the left there. There we go. Now we'll bring the microphone around so they can hear us there. And there's the star of the show. Annalene Rosa Rivera is how old?
Almost 5 months.
Almost 5 months. Beautiful little thing, and she likes beards. She wants to grab it. I know you do. Maybe later.
That's why mine, if you notice, is all...
For safety.
Yes, when she doesn't feel happy, she'll let you know by...
Yeah. Well, Pedro and Bethany would like for us to share with them simple but very important dedication of this child to the Lord in prayer. This prayer alone is really symbolic. What we're saying today is that, this couple is saying today that they intend on raising this little girl in the admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
And that they want her to know Jesus and to have a very God-glorifying childhood and life. And they are then also asking us to dedicate ourselves. So you can see the dedication is the parents and the church family. Dedicating ourselves to praying for this baby. And of course, we do pray for the little ones and everything, but it's really nice sometimes to just come together and make a clear statement that we love this couple and we love their offspring. And I told Pedro if he never does anything else right in life, he makes pretty babies.
Aww.
That was my own grandmother told me that years ago. And I agree, that's you can't beat this, can you?
Nope.
So I'd like to pray and you join with me and just make this dedication in your heart if you mean it. You're going to pray for this family and pray for this little baby girl. And I don't want to be, downer, but we're going to have a current events update. The babies need prayer.
Yes,
yes they do.
The kids in this generation like no other.
Can I say something?
After I pray, I was going to have you say something. So let's go ahead and pray.
Amen.
Father, it is with love in our hearts for this couple and this little baby that we come before you asking, first of all, your blessing upon this baby and this family. Your continued mercy and provision. Pedro and Bethany are your children by faith in the gospel.
Amen.
And so we ask, Lord, that you continue to watch over them. Bless their home. We also come before you asking you to help us, remind us of our dedication to pray for them, to love them, to keep them in our hearts, to present supplications and intercession on their behalf. Lord, out of love, we love you, and we are to love one another and have a sacrificial love, and it's a very small sacrifice on our behalf to make this dedication of our own selves and our own prayer lives to pray for Pedro, Bethany, and Annalene. Lord, all babies are beautiful, but this one really is beautiful. And her eyes and that smile, just a beautiful little baby. And as we said, we look at the world and see what's going on. It really can be scary on a fleshly level, thinking of the children. but we know we have a great God. We have your word. You have promised exactly what's going to happen. And when even the wickedness going on today, you've told us ahead of time. So let us not be fearful. Let us be bold, understanding this child is in your hands, as we all are in your hands, and we are in good hands. Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to pay for the sins of the whole world. And this little baby, innocent, if something bad were to happen, we thank you that all the little babies that possibly do perish before reaching the mental capacity to know right from wrong, they go directly into your presence. And that is a wonderful thing to know about our children, that we can go into every day knowing that this child is in your hands in life and in death. And we pray ahead of time, when the time comes, that Annalene knows her right hand from her left, understands right and wrong, understands that she was born a little sinner, and she has started to sin and understand the consequences of sin. Lord, that your Holy Spirit will work in her heart, that she would be saved and with you. And that's our prayer for all of our children. And we have a number that are not saved or are not living for you that this moment reminds us of. And we put them into your hands and dedicate to pray for all of them as well. So with that, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your blessing. We give you all praise, honor, and glory for it all and through it all. And pray you come quickly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Pedro, what was you going to say?
I'm trying to make it quick. 2 weeks ago, I went to a baby shower. And I saw two nieces. I couldn't recognize them anymore. At least one of the two still looked like a girl. The other one was so... She did whatever to herself. And was another girl. She's about 9 now. And I'm wearing this shirt that I'm wearing right now. I was wearing it in a baby shower. She didn't get the whole justification of this shirt. She didn't even know what Jesus was.
Yeah.
And I don't want that for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that for little Annalene. I want her to know what feminine is according to God. Yeah. I want her to know who Jesus is, what he did for us. I want him, and I thank God that he gave me my wife, and we're equally yoked, so I don't get to see what happened to all my kids, all my children. And right now, only one of them, I can say that he's actually saved. And this world is getting so ahead. You listen to the news, and you listen to the news through biblical lenses, and you know that Satan is getting everything ready for the end times right now as we speak. And who would have thought that he would have used somebody like Fauci to do his debauchery to try to get the banks and everything else to do the mark of the beast? And that's what they're preparing right now.
Yeah.
All that's left is for us to go up, and I don't know who's going to go. And I want her to know Jesus Christ, at least. My job is to make sure that she knows who he is, so she has everything, and she knows who she needs to have a relationship with, and who did everything for her. And I vow to do that with your help. Because I don't want to have another kid that I don't know where they're going to end up.
Amen.
I just ask you to just help me out with that.
Yeah. He's off to a good start, though, isn't he? God bless you.